Previously on Kepler's Ark, you have successfully accessed the audio records of the ISS Life Preserver.
I've never smelled anything like this. You're about to watch me eat this like a savage. Crap!
The weight approximations are off by more than 200 pounds.
Outside of the ship?
Inside.
Toxic ammo!
Are these specimens alive?
This button opens the cages.
Don't push that!
Three, you have to shut down the engines and light deck until this is complete.
So, are any of these things dangerous?
That's what the gas was for. I was stunting their growth so I could study them.
He should be fine on the ninth deck. A bunch of freaky animals shouldn't be able to operate the elevator.
I'm hungry.
Shit!
Computer! Damn it, seriously?
Hold still.
Wait, I gotta... We stop?
You stop.
This is so unnecessary.
If you'd just stop wiggling, it'd all end sooner.
No, wait. I'll never stop my wiggle.
Be reasonable.
You... Be reasonable.
You don't have to make this so difficult.
Says the jerk trying to eat me.
Have you ever been eaten before?
No.
Then how do you know it's so bad? You may enjoy it.
Nah, bruh.
Look, it's nothing personal. I just... Oh my God. I give up. Oh, this is exhausting.
Woo! Man. Ha! You almost had me.
Seriously?
I'm for real. One more minute and I was ready to tap out. Oh! My abs. I haven't worked out like that since I left Mars.
Oh. Whew. All right. Let me catch my breath.
Come on, are we done with...
All right, hold on. Three reasons why you shouldn't eat me.
Make it quick.
Well, first, I'm a super nice guy. I share my snacks and everything.
Don't care.
Second, there's no one within 120 light years qualified to do my job. And even back home, there might be like three people.
I'm confident that I could learn your measly job.
That's so insulting.
One last try.
Coursing through my blood is about 500,000 nanobots whose sole purpose is to keep me alive, not just as it pertains to disease, but any foreign element. Therefore, taking a bite out of me would cause little dudes to go buck wild on your system, behaving like a fast-acting virus, wrecking your immune system, and strategically placing themselves within the correct arteries to cause a massive stroke.
What's a stroke?
They kill you.
An impasse.
That's right, an impasse. I just impassed you on the intellectual racetrack. Here, quit being a big creep and have some taffy.
What's this?
I told you that I share my snacks. My God, what are you?
This is Osiris, the first of what could best be described as a chimera. You may have seen similar beings throughout artistic and mythological history, if you'd paid attention in class. The body of a large lion, the wings of a South American condor, known as Argentavis magnificens. The face, a mixture of humanoid, bird, and feline features. Almost incomparable in grace and beauty, yet largely forgotten by history. Possibly due to his existence being seen as an abomination. He was, after all, created in a bedroom during a moment of wild indiscretion. Then again, how many listeners could say the very same about themselves?
What would you say I am?
Some sort of lion bird.
And that is what I'll be. How do I eat this?
You have to unwrap it first. So, Una made you?
The creator?
Sure, yeah.
Udna is my mother, yes.
How can you talk? Oh, she should have given you fingers. Here, let me.
Those would be handy.
Handy hands. Here. Good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sour apple.
What's an apple?
For real.
What's an apple?
A fruit. The third best fruit next to plums and peaches.
Fruit? From trees.
Right.
This came from a tree?
What? No, it came from a printer. Pretty much the only decent thing that comes out of them when compared to a real food item.
So this isn't real?
What? No, it's real. It just wasn't grown naturally.
So only things that have grown naturally are real?
No. I don't know. Why do you keep asking me these things? Have another taffy.
It's different.
This one is strawberry.
It's better.
Pfft, you're crazy. Sour apple is the ultimate.
No. Strawberry dominates.
Unit 11?
Yes, green.
Who is that?
Just the computer. Unit 11, which flavor is objectively better, strawberry or sour apple?
These things cannot be declared objectively, regardless of the amount of data collected. If you'd like my opinion.
Of course.
Hold up. You can't have opinions.
Why?
Because it's just a computer. It's designed to objectively use data points as markers for...
I'm also designed.
What?
I was designed as well. Is this why you believe my opinion to be invalid? I was made, and therefore, like the computer, I have no will outside of that of my creator.
The computer wasn't constructed to have free will.
Maybe I wasn't either, but sometimes our creations have inner lives that outreach our own comprehension. Wouldn't you say that's possible?
Affirmative.
I'm gonna have a piece of taffy, too.
What is this place?
The ninth deck.
What happens here?
I program and reprogram the nanobots that make up the structure of the ship and perform engine maintenance.
What are nanobots?
Just microscopic robots. Almost like tiny insects made of metal. I also do manual tasks.
Manual?
Anything that has to be done by a person and not...
The computer.
Right.
I want another strawberry taffy.
Sure.
Mother told me about this ship. She said that you were trying to save all known life in the universe.
Something like that.
So where do I fit in?
I plan to ask her the same thing. You want another?
I feel like these taffy are making a mockery of my hunger. I chew and chew and chew, but my hunger is never truly satiated.
Oh. Well...
I'm grateful, but I'm going to need something more substantial if I'm not going to eat you and your problematic nanobot.
Okay, I'll, Did you have to make you so big?
I need food!
Okay, alright. I have an idea. Follow me.
Okay, so, Julian will put the ship in night mode, then he, Poppy, and I will equip night vision and stun nets in order to capture any creatures that may obstruct our path. I will also carry a high-voltage mini-transfer bolt as a lethal option for any more aggressive or hard-to-subdue obstacles.
These are living beings, Stanza, not just walking complications.
I'm sorry. Any living being on this ship that isn't in this room or green is a complication.
The majority of them are non-lethal and most certainly have no intent to harm anyone.
The majority.
I mean, I'll level with you. I ended up with some pretty lethal species in there, but none so bad that it'll need to be killed or whose given wounds can't be addressed in medbay.
Utna.
You've completely endangered this entire mission, and now you're trying to convince us that cleaning up your mistake isn't in our best interest?
Our number one objective is to reach our new planet with all materials, DNA, terraforming bomb, ship, and ship crew intact.
Well, yeah.
The fact that we have to stage a super secret, strong-armed, crazy psycho rescue mission for our engineer speaks volumes about just how much this has hindered our ultimate objective.
Guys.
We don't want to hear it.
Are any of them cuddly?
Priorities, Poppy.
Cuddliness over everything.
Unit 11, produce stun nets, please.
Okay, remember, formation. Breaking it adds complication.
That word again?
Captain, we're pretty pissed at you right now.
I was just saying.
I don't want to fight animals. I'll stay with Utna.
Not an option.
It's a three-unit formation.
You have to come.
You have to.
But what about what I want?
What?
You're being selfish.
We're be... You're being selfish.
All right, calm it down, big guy.
You do that. This little mother muffin has been trying my patience all day.
Don't call names.
It's okay. I ate his popcorn. That kind of makes me a mother muffin.
Thank you.
A bad mother muffin.
So just cooperate this time. We can't fight amongst ourselves if we're going to correct things and save Green.
Okay, I'll go.
Thank you. Everything all right now, big guy?
I lost it. I'm sorry. It's the little things, you know?
They add up.
Exactly.
Okay, I'll stay here. I'm obviously in time out until things blow over. Stanza?
Yes?
Please try to only use force if it's 100% necessary.
Fine.
Do I have to carry a stun net?
Yes, but only use it if one of your crewmates gets attacked.
But aren't all the animals my crewmates now?
Makes me happy to hear that. Now hurry.
Let's go. Unit 11.
Yes, Stanza.
Place Enviro on night mode, please.
Activating night mode.
Be safe, guys.
We'll be back soon with Green. My quarters are yours until then. Make yourself comfortable.
Thanks. And guys.
Huh?
I'm sorry.
For what?
Thanks. Let's go.
What's this music?
Captain.
Unit 11.
There is a transmission for you on the bridge.
Ah, jeez, I'm in timeout though.
It seems to be of some urgency, Captain.
Huh, must be. We haven't received a transmission of any kind in 2 years. Give me a few minutes, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
What now?
All clear in the maintenance wing.
Alpha hull is clear.
I don't see anything.
Did you equip your night vision?
No.
Ugh, hold my hand.
Thank you.
Elevator up ahead.
Check wreck hole one.
On it.
Passing mess hall.
Someone is in there.
What?
Someone is in there.
Mess hall is always sealed during shift.
There's a fluctuation in the air pressure. Steady waves. Bum, bum, bum. Rhythmic like coughing or...
and the first thing was says, that isn't gum.
Green?
Guys, who turned out the lights? We can't see what we're doing in here.
We?
What's going on?
Unit 11, switch to day mode, please.
Affirmative.
Goodness gracious, what the deucicle is that?
He's my new pal.
Oh, good to meet you.
Ha, meet you. Meet you.
Yes.
It speaks.
It does.
Are you one of Utna's?
Yes.
She didn't say any of you could speak.
You're so beautiful.
Thank you.
How much meat have you two been eating?
We're on our third plates. Big boy was hungry.
I was.
Yeah, he almost ate me. Oh!
These two buffoons are meat drunk.
I want to hug you forever.
Please don't.
Oh, so soft.
No means no, Poppy.
This is stressing me out.
Stressing meat out, right? Meat out.
Please, get her off me.
I'll get her.
I don't wanna.
Please, this is embarrassing.
But I love him.
Please don't scare my new friend away with your creepy behavior.
There, I'll hug you.
But I don't want to hug you.
Do you have a name?
Me? No.
Just Lionbird so far.
Okay. Well, Mr. Lionbird, we have a lot to discuss.
I'm sure.
May I?
Help yourself. I'm full.
Give me a piece. Give me that plate. So, Mr. Lion.
Mr. Snuggles.
What do you know about this ship?
Now entering bridge, Captain Utna Freeman Patel.
All right, Unit 11, I'm here.
Shall I play the transmission for you?
Please.
Hello? Crew of the life preserver? This is Lieutenant Paris Washington. I'm contacting you from Earth.
Pause transmission?
Paused.
Transmission claims to be from Earth. Can you confirm that?
Negative.
Is there any info as to the origin of this transmission?
Negative. Transmission origin is unknown.
You know that we're well out of range for communication with Earth, right? Huh. Play?
We here on Earth would like to congratulate you on achieving a record distance traveled from our home.
And I'd like to congratulate you on doing something impossible. Whoever you are.
Kepler's Ark is a Full Metal Workshop podcast created by me, Ben Holbrook, and directed by Andrew Scoville. Our original producer was Ben Williams, and our sound engineer was Aaron Mack, who edited this episode, with additional edits being made by Jonah Q. All of the awesome music and composition you heard during the podcast was also made by Jonah Q. Our cast features Mitu Chalana as Utna, Kenneth Lee as Julian, Tessa Jane Ferry as Stanza, Darian Daoshan as Green, Allison Lee Rosenfeld as Poppy, and Lynn Marie Rosenberg as Unit 11. A Kepler's Ark is still a work in progress, and we'll need the support of listeners like you to help complete this first season, so please tell your friends to listen. And consider donating to help us finish the season, and more info on that can be found by visiting keplersark.com. Thank you for listening.